The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
The Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got JR, we got you on a Wednesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is the phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000. Chicago is where you can watch the show live, not just this show, but all the shows here today. We keep you company until 10 o'clock, then we hand over to Mike Greenberg with Greeny right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Well, Cap, we are creeping closer and closer to Thursday night football. To have Chicago on the main stage on Amazon for Thursday night football as the Bears take on the Washington Commanders. And so there's a number of things here that we always can find to talk about regarding, you know, when the players like Justin Fields or when Luke Getsy speaks or when Matt Eberflus speaks, because it gives you an insight on exactly what they're thinking. The machinations of trying to be able to get ready for another game, short week, but I got a good feeling about the Bears for this game coming up tomorrow.
So, good morning. Great to be with you, my friend. I am more than a little concerned about this game for a number of reasons. A, it's a wounded opponent coming in. Desperate.
You mean the Bears?
No, they're not wounded. They kind of picked their lane and figured out what they think they are trying to build, and I get it. Washington actually came into the season thinking they had a chance to be a decent football team. Mm-hmm. They're up the track already because the Giants are 4-1, the Cowboys are what, 4-1, and the Eagles are 5-0. And they're sitting at 1-4. They're basically eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
A wounded animal is the most dangerous animal. That's A. B, last 10 trips Washington's made to Chicago. Last 10 times a Washington football team has come in here, they're 9-1. Carson Wentz, career Thursday night football appearances, 6-0. 15-2, touchdown to interception. Last year, they beat the Jets, I believe, and he had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
All those numbers concern me. The trend, as Carm likes to tell us, is your friend.
Sure.
All of that concerns me. The Bears are not a talented football team. All you have to do is look at the roster, watch the game films, and go, yeah, there's not a lot of talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more than a little concerned about the matchup.
I want to give you some positives.
Okay.
Because these are, you mentioned trends. Hopefully the numbers I will give you will be a trend going into Thursday's game. And JR, we're going to talk a little bit about the breathing exercises of Justin Fields in just a moment. But let me just give you something that Mark Potash gave from the Sun-Times regarding the Bears. He says, for what it's worth, Justin Fields' 118.7 passer rating is the highest allowed by a Vikings defense this season. Now, we know that coming into the game against the Vikings that, hey, you know, they've got a solid running back and they've got really terrific receivers and a solid enough defense to be able to make hay in the NFC North for them to be able to maybe make the playoffs and maybe go places despite Kirk Cousins being the quarterback. But I think that that says a lot that Fields' passer rating was higher than Jalen Hurts, Andy Dalton, Jared Goff,
man,
and Aaron Rodgers from Green Bay. So that says a lot, too. So Fields, 7.7 yards per attempt, ranked 7th in the NFL. It was ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson and Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. You see, what we saw in the second half, Cap, hopefully is a sign of good things to come offensively for this football team. It's funny how the Bears' offense and defense both start slow. It's almost like they're second-half teams, third- and fourth-quarter teams. Well, you can't keep playing from behind, especially on the defensive side. But ultimately, for the Bears, an ebb and flow, Cap, you've got to be able to punch, counterpunch, and be able to punch back. I mean, this game, I think you and I are on the same page when we say that Minnesota game was winnable, but the problem is you didn't have enough playmakers to be able to make a difference.
Correct. You also don't pressure the quarterback. You were going up against a Vikings team that doesn't do a great job pressuring said quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case with Washington. I believe with 14-16, I read this on Twitter, one of the Washington Commanders beat reporters tweeted, with 14-16 left in the second quarter, Montez Sweat already has 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, and 3 quarterback hits. Who's blocking him for us?
All right.
So I'm more than a little concerned that we're at home and the game has gone from either Washington -1, Bears -1, 1.5. Some places now, Snorling is telling me you could find it as a pick'em.
Mm-hmm.
A pick'em?
Yeah, coin flip.
That's more than a little concerning. Vegas isn't stupid.
And at home, that says a lot about the Bears, that they're just a pick'em.
Correct.
But another side of it, though, that's a positive for me, Cap, is when you can look at yourself in the mirror and you could say, you know what? I know that I can change. I know that I've got to be a better person or a better performer at in my workspace where I work. And so when I think about Justin Fields, he's a young guy, quarterback of the football team. You know the spotlight's on him more than any other athlete in town. You can say whatever you want to say about the Bulls or the Cubs or the White Sox or any team, but the Bears quarterback, that's the one that's in the biggest spotlight because the Bears haven't had one that you could say that's a cornerstone for the franchise for the next decade. Cutler aside, Luckman aside, you haven't seen this in quite some time. So Justin knows that the weight of the world's on him, but he realizes that, hey, if I'm going to be able to do this, I'm going to have to be calm and I've got to be a leader. Now, yesterday's show, if you go back to the archives and listen to Cap and Jay Hood, we talked about how there's, you know, not only Eberflus but others look at Fields already in his leadership piece, which mm-hmm. is great. It's great that he's awesome. Showing leadership despite dire circumstances. So some thoughts here from Justin Fields about how he's got to make himself calm and a leader.
No, honestly, if I'm being real, I think it has something to do with my breathing. Like, I've been working on my breathing, like, during the games, like, just, you know, in slow, like, 4 seconds and out slow. And I think just doing that, you know, automatically, like, keeps me more calm. In the pocket, and just really, like, during the game, like, to be honest, I don't even like doing pregame speeches because I feel like I'm, you know, so much calmer than everybody else when the defensive guys are all, like, juiced up, ready to go. I just try to stay, like, chill, like, the whole time, so, yeah.
As a former coach, you can speak to this more than anybody else, Cap, that as an assistant, you're telling one of your players, hey, you need to breathe. You need to breathe.
Always.
But if you're a head coach, you're like, hey, man, you just got to perform. They don't care about the breathing piece. So that says a lot that he's willing to openly admit, hey, I got to breathe.
The breathing part of it, we would tell guys all the time when they're going to the free throw line, especially young players. You know, everybody's waving their hands behind the basket, all that nonsense going on. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just slow everything down. They just get the ball. Let's go.
Yes. But head coach David Kaplan didn't want to hear about that breathing.
Make the shot.
You don't want to hear about it.
Right.
But that's about the mental hurdles too, though, Cap, is that it, as a person of leadership, you have to be able to breathe. Because if someone else is a shaky bastard, one of your tight end, wide receiver, offensive line, you have to be the measure of calm, don't you?
You shaky bastard.
Thank you, JR. A little slow in the draw.
Unnecessary. Go ahead.
Gratuitous. That's the other thing with being a first-time head coach. Everything goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what do you want to do? Oh, God! Too quick!
Yeah.
They already started the next... Coach, you want to check? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
And then you're trusting what's in your headset because some guy sitting up in the box who's on your staff says, challenge that, coach. All right, we'll challenge it. I don't know what that head coach is watching down there. I actually didn't see it. I trusted Jonathan Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of it. The breathing. Just slow everything down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad he admits it because maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if you said, you know, what really helps me is my breathing. I just need to be able to. You need to do what? This is the guys are trying to knock your head off. What do you mean breathing?
Right.
Just play.
Right.
What is that all about?
Right. I do yoga. You do what?
Yes. And that's part of mental health.
That's not
isn't
what
it?
Men do.
Is that part of mental health, though, what he's doing pretty much?
The breathing? Yes. Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
We're in such a better place, and we still have miles to go,
mm-hmm.
but we're in a better place.
Yes.
Like 20 years ago, you're doing what? Pilates? Pilates.
Got leotards on?
Lift some weights, man.
Nice leotards.
Take some smelling salts, lift some weights, and get back out there.
That was a stigma, and it was the wrong stigma at the time.
Correct.
But it shows you how we have really improved as a society.
Agreed.
In that regard, right?
Correct.
You know, Cap, I look at this, and as I mentioned, and these are just baby steps when it comes to the Bears, but as I've said, the little things that I saw from the second half says, okay, you did see some improvement. You said it Monday. It's like, hey, I see the improvement. It's still a loss at the end of the day, and you don't want to see the team lose. But I did like what I saw to make me think that it can carry over to Thursday's game. You're right. Washington's wounded, but do you think the Bears like losing? And you think the Bears want to get to 500? See, there's the difference. And I think that we as fans do see this, but it has to be spoken out loud. In that locker room, as you well know, you know what the players see? They see an opportunity to go 500. They don't. A lot of them don't know it's a rebuild. I think Justin may know that, but won't say it out loud.
A lot of them, man, they look, they show up every day trying to keep their job,
yeah.
get their check every 2 weeks, and continue to play better football. That's it.
But they don't know. But a lot
they
of
don't
players
look at that. You're right.
They're insulated.
Correct.
I mean, there's only a few, and I know that you know a few too, that were in Bears uniforms that would get out of their place in Lake Forest or wherever they live, get in the truck, turn on ESPN, see what they're saying about me.
Right.
Shout out to Jim Miller.
Correct.
That would turn it on and just say, let me see what they're saying here. Well, based on what I'm hearing on sports radio, apparently we can't play. I've been hearing out there. I don't listen, but I've been hearing out there.
Correct.
Excuse me?
Right.
Hey, Theo, you actually do listen.
That's the best story of all time. For those of you that haven't ever heard it, Theo yeah. has told me 400 times, I've never listened to your show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you on TV after our games doing post game. That's it.
Yeah.
Never have I turned on sports radio. Hoodie and I are working. I say something that he didn't like. Literally, the words come out of my mouth. We'll take a time out. Be right back on Cap'n Jay Hood.
Mm-hmm.
How many seconds?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, 3 seconds.
My phone's ringing, and I'm looking. I said, it's Theo.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? How could you possibly say that? And I go, I thought you don't listen. A friend of mine told me. That's what he said.
Exactly right.
A friend of mine told me in 3 seconds.
Point is though, is that they some listen, some don't. But on the inside, a lot of them are just, I got to work out. I got to practice. We're just trying to win a football game.
That's it.
I'm trying not to get hurt.
That's it.
I'm trying to get back home to my family.
They tune out the mitote.
Yes. So, I mean, but to a lot of Bears fans also that are listening. Now, we can't give you the pie chart of how many are listening that feel this way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going to Soldier Field, you want to see the Bears win.
Correct.
Some don't see the bigger picture of, hey, don't worry about this year. Next year, the next couple of years is going to be pretty spectacular. It should be playoff ready. Should be a team that should be in the postseason. So I don't see it that way. So let's do this. Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I want to talk to you about the Bears this morning through the raindrops here. We want to find out from you, should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season? Cap and I have told you many times that we know what this season is, but based on this team being on the precipice of being 500, should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season? ESPN agrees that they should. Every time we look up over our shoulders, you're not doing enough to help Justin Fields. You're not doing enough to help the Bears. Do you feel the same way? Should the Bears be doing more to help Justin? Also, Cap, I have the biggest concern for the Bears to date, for me. The biggest concern about the Bears, for me. I'll give you that coming up next in your phone calls on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Actually, yeah. So we have a yoga instructor come in. I don't know if y'all know, but we have a yoga instructor come in like 2 days before the game. So I kind of just learned it from her. Just, you know, staying like the breathing stuff. And it just, you know, allows you to stay calm and, you know, working out. So I try to just work on my breathing like as much as I can, really.
Justin Fields, quarterback for the Bears, getting ready to take on the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Crosstalk Unhinged, Waddle, it's Sylvie, it's Waddle, Calm, Yurko. They are not the boys in blue, but they work blue. It is Crosstalk Unhinged on the ESPN Chicago app. Not safe for work.
Not safe for work, but very entertaining. By the way, there's all these scuttlebutt as we're talking about. Should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season?
Mm-hmm.
Go get DJ Moore. Somebody around here yesterday, snorling, said, I'd trade him for a fourth-round pick. Isn't that what you said?
Yes. Quote you.
The Athletic on the Panther beat. DJ Moore is part of our long-term future, and that they are not entertaining any type of a fire sale at this point after firing Matt Rhule. Would never rule anything out if somebody wanted to make them a stupid offer.
Sure.
But the Panthers, with knowledge of the situation, sources tell The Athletic, are not actively trying to trade Christian McCaffrey. The Bills did not call on the Monday after the games offering to go get him. That is not true, they say. And they plan to build around defensive end Brian Burns and wide receiver DJ Moore.
Yep. Everybody's got a price, pal. We'll see when it was.
You giving up a first round pick? Oh, I'm not.
Well, it's not my team. All I know is that you want to be able to improve your team at some point. If it's not this year, that he's a guy that can help someone's team. Everyone's got a price, though, even the Carolina Panthers. Ask the old owner, Richardson. He had a price, he paid it. No longer the owner.
He's gone.
By the way, JR, do you believe, as someone who was into the VHS tapes of Richard Simmons, when it comes to working out and the yoga?
He looks like Richard Simmons, just with a beard.
Do you subscribe to the theory that what Justin Fields is going through for his breathing exercises?
A little more Jane Fonda, but
you know, Ted Turner was into her too.
Wow.
Pardon the expression.
Yeah, pun intended. Wow. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to note that there's outside things being brought in that are kind of non-traditional, like yoga. I don't know that that has a place in football 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the stigma around it. All right, so let's hear from Justin, because he says there's someone in the building, and that he's just started this, by the way, during the Minnesota game. Listen to this.
Yeah, like literally between plays, like after the long run, I'll come back and just like slow my breathing down, and I feel like it, you know, I feel like I don't get as tired, like, in the game too. So I think it definitely has a lot of benefits for sure.
When did you start trying to put that into action in games?
Literally, like, this week was like the first week. This week and a little bit last week, but like last week was like the first time I did it, and this week was like a good one too, for sure. But so really just 2 weeks now.
Cap, you hear that? Do you hear that? He's a different guy since the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
So we saw the press conference, and all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, we lost, but boy, our offense looked pretty good, didn't it? If it wasn't for Smith-Marset, we might have won that
questions.
Game.
I know we lost. I look good.
Seriously.
Right.
I mean, it's a different guy now. Even the press conference, and you and I both watched it, and we hear the sound now, a little bit more upright in the chair, you know, and showing the leadership that the Bears want. And yeah, it's on the field, but also it's in the press conference, too, because ultimately he's the face of the team.
Correct.
So I totally
he is the team.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly is. And so if you're just joining us, we're asking you this morning, should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season? Deadline's not too far away, right? Deadline's going to be in November. for the NFL?
In November.
Not a lot of fireworks, by the way, when it comes to that. Usually that's an NBA thing. That's a Major League Baseball thing. It's something that we celebrate, the deadline, but not as much as the NFL, right? Not a lot of movement.
Not a lot. Now, again, if the Chicago Bears look up and they're like, oh, boy, we're 2-7, I would expect there to be moves. If the Bears all of a sudden reel off 3 or 4, does he add on? If the price is right, I don't think he's paying a high price.
Now, see, there's a difference between baseball and football. Mm-hmm. Now, the general manager, David Kaplan, I know, would know what this season is. Like, hard stop. This is a season of evaluation. We picked up these guys like a Pettis and a Smith Marset and these guys because, well, we want to find out, we want to test the mettle of Justin Fields. How can he handle it when it's bad? Can he handle it when it's great? Can he handle those in between? That's why you got the guys that you got, right? So,
by the way, it's November 1.
November 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you tell me, general manager David Kaplan would say, all right, hard stop. This is where we're going. This is the direction we're going. But if you're winning, as you say, if you rolled off 3 or 4 in a row,
right,
and you feel like you're in the mix in the North, does that change the plan? Or do you just say, you know what, we'll just roll. Now, if it's baseball, of course you're all in. If you're starting to play better, like I can add a little seasoning here. You do what Rick Hahn didn't. You'd actually add a little seasoning here and there, a little something, right?
Correct. You may not go out and make the splash move for Aroldis Chapman like they did in 16.
Yeah.
But you might say, I need a backup lineman or need a little depth in the linebacker core.
Mm-hmm.
That third receiver might look really nice on our team. Mm-hmm. He's not doing any of that.
No.
No.
Even if they start rolling up. Because, again, as I've told you, looking at this schedule, there are some coin flip games that got me to 7. Where I was good. And look how average this league is, where you don't know from week to week outside the Eagles, Kansas City.
One of those one of those coin flip games for me was Houston. They won it.
Mm-hmm.
Another coin flip game was the Giants. They lost it. Another one is tomorrow.
You win that game. Can you beat Miami without Tua?
Maybe.
Can you beat Atlanta? Sure. Sure. Maybe. That's on the road, right?
Right.
Okay. That's why I think so many people were head over heels like Yurko regarding the win total, because they looked at the schedule and I looked at the talent like you did, right? You look at the talent.
I didn't see what they saw. Yeah. Black and Abdallah, they had, didn't they have 7 at least?
They had, I think, 8 or 9.
I know they had them going over, and I think, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I know they had definitely had over 6.5.
Sure. Sure. I have it slightly over 6.5.
And I unequivocally said they're not going over 6.5.
5, you got it.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And wouldn't be shocked if it was less. They're 2-3 now. Tomorrow's a massive game for those of you that bet the over.
All right. Should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields? 312-332-3776. Still to come. I have the unit, the position that I'm most fearful of with this Bears team. We'll get to that coming up in our next half hour. In Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Justin on ESPN 1000.
By the way, happy birthday, Sparkles.
Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate it, Cap. I really do appreciate it. I hope you all are having a good day. I'm going to just keep it short and sweet. I feel like that they should be doing more, because I feel like a lot of what happens this season determines what happens next season. And when I say that, I mean, you know, I know you all were saying that the Bears are going to have all this money to play with, but who's to say free agents are going to want to come to Chicago? I mean, you know, that's always been an issue for us in the past. And I don't see why this next season will be any different. But, I mean, I feel like the Bears should do something, you know. And like you said, Cap, if they win tomorrow and then they win the next few games, maybe you tweak it, maybe you don't. But if they lose, I feel like that's a vital point, and they might need to do something.
See, Justin,
I'll let you guys talk about it, and I appreciate the birthday wishes, and as always, y'all have a good one.
All right, Justin, thank you. That is a Bulls issue, not a Bears issue. I would disagree there. We have never talked on the air together or separately about how the Bears have a problem bringing free agents in. Never heard that. Now, as far as maybe some constraints money-wise at Halas Hall, we've gone through that in our past, but not recently.
But not even really, because I was told when Julius Peppers hit the market, they went to George and said, hey, we're chartering a jet. We are going to be at his door, whatever it was, a midnight, 11:55, we're going to be outside his door, and at midnight, we're going.
Lovey was there.
And Lovey, mm-hmm. Jerry Angelo, and I don't remember who the third, maybe Cliff Stein or whoever it was. Yeah, Julius. Yeah, it's Coach Smith. Hey, it's midnight. We're at the curb. Excuse me? We're outside. Open the door. Here's a contract.
Right now.
Done. And at like 12:03, their chef, they're going, Chicago signed Julius Peppers.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do business.
That's it.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that is a, I think that's a Bulls issue as far as trying to bring in free agents more so than the Bears.
I've never heard that Bears have always spent money. They haven't spent it right.
We will take more of your phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields? ESPN thinks so on the television side. What do you think as a Bears fan on Chicago's Home for Sports?
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bow, 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 bow. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
Shot or no shot coming up at 8 o'clock here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Also in 45 minutes, some thoughts about the Bulls. Bulls making some choices here, coming off of their win against the Bucks in this exhibition play at the United Center last night. So we'll talk about the Bulls at 8:15 right here on ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. Talking to you about the Bears, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season? Let's go to the U.K., Barlissimo is with us here on ESPN 1000. Barlissimo.
Good morning, gentlemen. And David, Jonathan, I respect you both. I love you both very much. But I'm concerned that we keep talking about progress and that this season is all about that. It's not about wins and losses necessarily. And then when we see progress, both on in terms of offense, mm-hmm. in terms of production throughout the game against Minnesota, but also defense in the second half, adjustments that they made and how much better they played when they got more aggressive and got into more cover two man looks, that we can't celebrate that for some reason. It seems that we have to be all doom and gloom all the time. And when we talk about surrounding Justin Fields and supporting him, that's got to be both on and off the field, and that includes Ryan Poles and, you know, the direction coming down from Flus and Getsy and Williams. We're seeing growth. We are seeing growth. Now, if we're going to help Justin Fields, where does he need help most? He needs a new centre who can actually hold up front, and we need a left tackle that isn't a rookie. I mean, that's the two places that really, on the offensive line, is going to help Justin the most. We've seen things this weekend, and I've put up videos of both the offense and defense this week, mm-hmm. that are rare, special plays. I mean, he baited two blitzers, and he waited in the pocket, and then he bailed out the back and got a first down. On fourth down, facing the blitz with no one open, he got sort of 6 yards, 7 yards on fourth down. It looked like he was dead and buried in the pocket. The problem is, not necessarily in his ability to look downfield or to hit receivers. Yeah, Dante Pettis, we can't suffer people who drop balls that hit them straight in the hands. That cannot continue. So the depth needs to get better at wide receiver. I think trying to waste money on a high-priced trade would be a problem that we got. But Poles, I believe, would make a trade if it fits. You can't necessarily fix everything in free agency. So if you get a trade that's going to use some of the capital that you do have, but it's going to make sense and cost control, you don't have to rework a new contract, or you can and it's guaranteed, then you make the trade.
Yeah, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, Barlissimo, and thanks for your call. I'm not giving up significant draft capital now to go get a center, unless you're telling me someone's handing you one that is going to be a part of your long-term future. Who's doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's handing you a starting center and not asking for significant compensation back? That just doesn't exist. It's not out there. Ride through this season. I like that we're seeing development from Justin. Hopefully it continues.
1:38 in London. We are the number one show in London, England. He's just driving down a road listening to Cap and Jay Hood.
On the other side of the car, though.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I understand that. Very confusing. Thank you, bruv, for the phone call.
So are the knobs on the radio in London, is the volume on the other side like closer to the passenger seat as opposed to the tuning button like on ours?
No, I don't know the answer to that question, sir. I don't know.
I have another question for you.
Yes, sir.
Why do you drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
I'll tell you in an hour.
Okay.
As I ponder that right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. I do have a concern, Cap. I'm going to unveil for you for the first time about this Bears team. But first, Hammond, Indiana, here's Tony on ESPN 1000. Cap's already high.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Tony? Cap's already high this morning. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, you know what? I got to say, man, I'm disappointed in all the Bears fans that I hear on the radio talking about instant. They want instant wins and everything like that. These are the same guys that cook instant grits on their stove, right? Instant grits, have instant coffee, want instant everything. They might as well take a brisket, put it in the microwave, and call it a good brisket. The way I see it, this team has to be slow cooked, right? You got to season up the brisket. You got to smoke it for 4 hours, take it out, wrap it up, smoke it for another couple hours, base everything. Would you rather have a microwave brisket, or would you rather have a nice, slow-down cooked brisket?
Yeah, and no self-respecting Southerner uses instant grits. We all know that.
That's right. That's right. And these people don't know what a ute is. I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What is a ute?
I hope our utes play well tomorrow night. I'm not talking about Jalen Johnson from Utah.
No, we are talking about Herman Munster.
Two.
Such a good movie.
My cousin Vinny. I have some quick numbers here for you.
Sure.
This is from our friend Josh Schrock at Schrock and on Twitter. He's the Bears insider at NBC Sports Chicago.
Now, let me ask you a question. Will these numbers sway me as far as betting on this Bears-Washington game?
Potentially.
All right.
I have the exact number for you, Cap, on first-time head coaches. There have been 31 since 2015. Coaches who are playing on Thursday night football as first-time head coaches are 10-21. Three wins against another first-year head coach. So actually, the number should be 7-18. Not good. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remove guys who had multiple jobs, so we are looking at first-year head coach versus first-time head coach, 11-31. Not good.
No, but hopefully the trend will break here on Thursday for the Bears. So here's something that has to be said, Cap. When we take a look at the issues with the Bears, things that have to be shored up, not just for this year, but for the next year and for the foreseeable future when it comes to this regime. When it comes to the offensive line, Cap, that is my biggest concern with this team. And I think it is for some people. Some would say quarterback. Some would say wide receiver. Some would say the defense not getting home. But the Bears' longest stretch of games with the same starting five offensive linemen is 7, going back to 2018. That was Charles Leno, James Daniels, Cody Whitehair, Brian Witzman, he was in for Kyle Long, and Bobby Massey. So those are the guys going back to 7 games of 2018 when you actually had a solid offensive line. Witzman was in for Kyle Long because Long was injured.
Witzman? How can I don't even know who that is.
Well, you play for the Bears. So that's my big concern, is that you can't find, you know, a bunch of guys that can be able to hold up, and you could say these five or this rotation of 6 can be able to be the offensive line, full stop. That's what I want to see. And that's a big concern, because who knows what the offensive line looks like in, say, a year from now or 2 years from now.
Correct.
That's important for Justin Fields.
Correct. Correct.
Look up Brian Witzman while you're sitting there, by the way.
How do you spell it?
I think you know. But anyway, so I think it's two N's in Witzman, by the way, and for Kyle Long. But, I mean, that's my biggest concern. Where is that for you as far as listed concerns? Because the protection of Justin Fields, I believe Fields is going to develop, but not without protection. Breathing exercises or not, that's a major concern.
My biggest concern are in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think back to the late Jim Finks when he ran the Bears, and I know that's an eternity ago.
No, but it's...
You win in the trenches. Football will never, ever change. And so he would draft Ted Albrecht, Dennis Lick. He picked up Mark Bortz, Richard Dent. Just keep name Jimbo Covert until he got it right. and that offensive line on that team was amazing. Tom Thayer. I mean, just amazing how talented that was. We don't have – Ryan Pace never put that type of draft capital into the offensive line. Never.
And it's so vital. It's so important. Look, what you just described is what the Steelers have been for decades. In the trenches, right? Offensive line to protect Roethlisberger before he retired. You know, guys on the defensive line that you could depend on for years.
Correct.
I get what you're saying. I just, you know, think about that, though. Going back to 2018, it's the last time that you had actual, you know, stability at the offensive line spot. And that was just seven games. That's got to be better.
Got to be better.
But I just, but it makes me wonder, you know, you can look back now and you say, boy, you could use a Charles Leno or James Daniels. Now, well, you could, because those guys at least
better
than
what you've got.
Pretty right.
I know Yurko's not a Charles Leno fan. Mm-hmm. Charles Leno just got another contract in Washington and has actually graded out as a, I'm not telling you he's an all-pro, he's been a solid player for them.
Yes.
I think he was a seventh-round draft pick. That's right. What are you expecting?
That's right. And this is why we were kind of crossing our fingers and like hoping that what we see on the offensive line now, the kid from Southern Utah, could be something.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
You have a Braxton Jones?
Yeah, Braxton Jones. Yeah.
Was it Utah State, right?
Southern Utah.
One of those.
He's in Utah.
He's in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I found your guy, by the way, Witzman. He was signed after he was released by the Minnesota Vikings, and he played for seven games, with splitting time with, I don't remember this guy either, Eric Kush.
Remember, if you go back and watch those games, you know who that is. You watched him.
What's the guy from Jerry Maguire? I'm Kush.
Not my word
is my bond. Not that stronger than oak.
No, not that Kush, no. Witzman, then. He was in for Kyle Long.
Right.
And you had dinner. You and Mindy had the dinner with the Witzmans.
We did.
You remember, right?
After Temple.
You remember this, JR, right? You were out with the Witzmans. Were you not?
They live in Highland Park.
Yeah. He used to be on Channel 11, right? Joel. Oh, no, that's Wiseman.
Wiseman.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Oh, I wish we could bottle up what we saw yesterday in the Major League Baseball playoffs next on Cap and J-Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
In to try to close it on a Tuesday. Alvarez launches deep right field. And this one is gone. And the Astros walk him off in game one. Yordan Alvarez. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Brian Anderson on the call on Turner Sports. The Astros and Dusty defeating the Seattle Mariners 8-7 in a fun day of Major League Baseball playoffs. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. You know, Cap, yes, I do miss the day-to-day grind of Cubs and White Sox, but to be able to turn on knowing that when you get home at night, it's like, okay, 7 o'clock, what do we got here? Who's playing? All right, let's. And then you invest time because that's just how you feel. That's what you do in the summer, either on the radio or television. Okay, what's my team doing? You're watching 9 innings. You're listening to 7 or 8 innings, whatever it is. All right, what's my team doing? And now we don't have that because here comes the fall. But at least you do have the fall classic happening right now with Major League Baseball playoffs.
So much fun. And I was eating dinner last night. We had a Taco Tuesday in the house, and my wife said, do you have to do a recap? I said, recap what? No. The Cubs and White Sox are both playing golf today.
Mm-hmm.
Done. See you later. They're out.
That's it.
Disappointing, sad, but boy, oh boy, was yesterday fun to watch. It was awesome. The walk-off off Robbie Ray, the Guardians game where Rizzo hit a long home run. It was some really interesting baseball. And then how about the catch by Castellanos in the ninth, robbing William Contreras, Wilson's brother, and the Braves fall short.
It's just the season's so long, and because it's in our veins, Cap, I mean, it's never going to leave us. That's the sport that we grew up on, playing it, watching it, investing time in it, going through the stats, baseball cards, a whole nine, right? Because we love baseball so much.
Right.
It's just a shame that we can't have this kind of excitement on a national platform on a regular basis for everyone to come to the TV or their device to watch or listen to. I mean, it comes down, it's distilled down to the playoffs. But don't you wish you can be able to extend that kind of excitement through the regular season? It just, it's impossible to do because of how long the season is. But you get these four games, it's like, all right, now these games are overlapping. All right, let me get the two TVs going here to see what's going on. It's just, it's a delight to watch the Major League Baseball playoffs.
And they were talking on the broadcast last night of the Yankee game that it looks like there's going to be heavy rain coming to New York.
Oh, so Casas is a weatherman too.
Yeah. And that the they may have to play like the regular season, no travel days.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday to jam all these games in because the weather just keeps getting colder in the East and in the Midwest.
Sure.
And if there's all this rain, it's going to be taxing on these bullpens. It'll be cool. It'll be a great challenge.
One day, Major League Baseball will smarten up and just have the World Series in a dome. One spot. There you go.
7 days, seven games.
That's right.
Here we go.
Take the vacation. Let's go. Like, put it in the dome. Put it in Texas or Florida. And then you have your World Series in one spot. That way you never have to worry about inclement weather late October into November.
If that ever happens, Danny, I want you to send us there, please.
To the World Series.
That would be amazing.
Yes, yes. How about former ESPN 1000er Anthony Rizzo, as you mentioned? Okay, so three things. Anthony Rizzo, runners at second and third, ground ball to him. He double clutches and throws it home. Runners safe at third base. Now you got bases loaded. But he makes up for it because, again, a double play opportunity, steps on first, and the hardest play for a southpaw to get the ball to second base on a double play. I mean, Frank hardly could do it as on the right side. That's correct. When he was done playing first. He couldn't turn the 3-6-3. It was over.
Rizzo's a wizard with the glove.
Yes. He stepped on first and threw it, again, from the left side and got the double play and, of course, the big home run there, too. So we all are pretty happy for Anthony Rizzo when he's able to come through.
And then Isaiah Kiner-Falafel.
What's his name?
Isaiah Kiner-Falafel, which is delicious, by the way.
I don't think that's his. I don't think that's his last.
What's his name?
I don't think
it's Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Oh, sorry.
Would you just leave the deli out of it for a second and just talk about the guy?
He made a play in the hole and then short hopped his throw, and I mean it was a bang bang play, and Rizzo scooped it. I was longing to see that at Wrigley.
Mm-hmm. Miss that, don't you? Just a guy that's just going to give you 100% as much as possible. Unlike his teammate, Josh Donaldson. I don't have the chops to just laugh into a camera like you do when you laugh at the Cardinals or Notre Dame football. But if I had my phone on me, I would have laughed at Donaldson. Hey, Donaldson, respect 90. How about that? Home run. He's in a home run trot like he's hot blank.
You want to hear something sick?
How about this, Donaldson? How about out? How about
you're
that?
You're gone.
Yeah.
So he hits that ball. Ryan McGuffey and I have a same game parlay going, and the one thing we need to click, one, Josh Donaldson, RBI.
Mm-hmm.
That play got us.
Mm-hmm.
Another 2 inches, that ball's in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
There's your RBI.
That will teach you a McGuffey one powerful lesson. Don't bet on a jag. That's on you. That guy, well, you deserve that.
How about that?
You deserve that. So
as soon as he hit it, I'm like, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well,
not so fast.
You deserve that. And then on top of that, your good friend Joe Girardi, no longer managing the Philadelphia Phillies, mm-hmm. but yet his guy. I remember, JR, you remember the trusty infielder Rob Thompson, right? You
remember Robbie Thompson? He hit a home run
for
in
the
game
Giants,
three, of
right?
The freaking. Oh. I don't want to talk about it. I was out there in 89 when he hit a home run in game three.
He's still better. Will Clark.
He hit like 636 that series. It was ridiculous. I don't want to stop it.
All right, everybody. How about Rob Thompson steps in there? Now, is that him or is that the ball club clicking all of a sudden without Girardi?
I don't know. Look, all I know is that team's playing good baseball. Really good baseball.
I would just tell you that now that's earned Robbie an opportunity to manage again, right?
2 years contract.
Good for him.
Just got it.
I was going to say that they seem to think it's him because they said, you're the manager.
And even though I know that the Dodgers are the hammer and the Padres are the nail, it's still my favorite series to watch in the National League. And, yes, the Dodgers pounded the Padres again.
5-3.
It's going to happen. I mean, I know what the end result is, but Cap, for someone like you that looks at the Cubs and say, you've got the money, you could spend the money. Hey, the Padres are going to get pounded here. They're going to lose a series. The Mets got eliminated after 101 wins. But you want the effort. You want to get back in the mix there to be in the postseason.
I saw Trey Turner, one of the final home runs he's going to hit in a Dodger uniform before they announce Trey Turner to the Cubs.
Okay. All right.
5 years, 150. Let's go.
I'd sign two, but my question would be, who's coming with me? You sign him first. Oh, we don't have anyone else. Oh, then see ya. Sorry.
We'll be fine.
No, I'd sign with the Cubs, but who else? Who else is coming?
Trey, I'd like you to meet Kodai Senga, I believe is his name. He's a star pitcher from Japan.
No, Suzuki. He's in right field.
His friend.
Oh.
Bring him in.
His friend. Okay, all right. How about that, Shay? His friend.
You got a call on line two. It's Seiya Suzuki. Seiya, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend.
Ah.
He wants to pitch for us.
Mm.
Bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get players out of Cuba. We dominate Japan.
Okay.
Let's go.
Someone's got to come with me. I'll sign with the Cubs. Someone's got to come with me. You're not going to blame me for 95 losses. Coming up, shot or no shot in 2 minutes here on Cap and J-Hood.